Well, good morning, gentlemen. This is a morning here in the UK. It's overcast and raining. Oh, yeah, and windy as well. But here's a news item that actually happened in Brazil. This is a couple that's been together for 30 years. Obviously, it wasn't a perfect relationship. It never is. But it took a turn for the worst. There's a short video. It may be a little bit upsetting to some people, so there's a warning. So what you saw there was the femon dousing the man in some kind of flammable liquid and setting him alight. Apparently this happened in a fish bar that the femon actually owned. This was a femon's jealous rage. Maybe he was seeing another femon? Who knows? Or maybe she just thought he was. But her excuse was she was beaten and she was just trying to protect herself. But if you look at the video, the man is posing no threat whatsoever. She's the one who's threatening. And she doesn't look scared at all about him. So the police rejected that from the femon. But the femons always use something to justify what they've done. And it's of course never their fault. This was just a vindictive, spiteful thing to do. And she seems to have no empathy or shows any remorse in the video for what she's done towards her man at all. Even when he's full-blown aflame, he received 90% burns to his body or more. He lasted for a couple of days, but then died. Even if this man was seeing another femon, did he really deserve this? And are they going to hold this femon accountable? And who really was the abuser in that relationship? She seemed pretty confident what she was doing and not worried that he was going to retaliate in any way. It does make you wonder, doesn't it? I'll put a link to the story down below. And this was in, obviously, happier times. Bit of a shame. So I guess it is true. Till death do us part. Take it easy, fellas.